This is part one of a previously recorded two-part Live and Local interview. It's time for another episode of Live and Local. And from the studios at 33rd and Bird, I'm your local host, Mike Hogan. Kind of you to tune in today. The music director designate, Ankush Kumar Bahel, is coming to Omaha before he takes over at the Omaha Symphony, and he joins me now on Live and Local. Maestro, thank you so much for joining me today.
Thank you for having me.
First of all, congratulations on being named to this position. Can you talk about what it means to you to take this position here with the Omaha Symphony?
Well, it's a real honor. I mean, it's such a great orchestra, such a wonderful community, and such big shoes to fill with Miss Maestro Wilkins. So I am feeling really humble and also very excited about what we can accomplish together coming out of COVID.
Absolutely. Now, in fact, you were here last March and your trip was cut a little short because of the pandemic. And luckily, we've got you coming back here February 13th and 14th conducting some concerts, which really will be your last appearance before you do take over as the official music director. Can you talk about the preparation for that? And is there any added pressure because of the position you're going to assume later on in the year?
Great question. So, yeah, I was last with the orchestra in March. Yeah, it's actually kind of funny. They literally shut down. The world did shut down. And in fact, the last time I conducted an orchestra was with the Omaha Symphony because all of my gigs this year got pushed aside and rescheduled further down the road. But we really wanted to keep this one with us back and to keep this one going in February so we can, you know, do good work in person and get to know the orchestra better and make one quick trip before I start in earnest in the summer. You asked about added pressure. I mean, of course, there's a little bit. I mean, we were dating for a while, and now we've decided to be together long term, and we haven't seen each other in so long. So, I think it's fun and exciting. I'm not feeling a specific amount of pressure because I took the job because I love the orchestra and I know their heart and I know their kindness and I know their musicianship. So there's nothing to be afraid of. It's more of an exciting, I can't wait to see you again situation in my mind.
Oh, that's fantastic. I am going to speak for the city of Omaha when I say we're pretty excited you're going to be here as well. I want to ask you, though, regarding the pandemic, as things shut down, athletes had to work out how they trained to keep their bodies in shape for when things open up. Musicians practice, singers keep singing. What do you do as a conductor to make sure that you're game ready, that you're fresh and ready to go?
I mean, of course, a lot of what we do prior to any guest conducting or conducting rehearsal and concert week is we study the music really well. But in terms of the physicality, like, yeah, I haven't waved my arms in a while. I'm not one who practices that on a normal basis, but my wife is encouraging me to do some arm weights and things like that so I don't gas out in the middle of the first rehearsal. I take it for granted. I mean, I conduct a lot, and so my upper body is a certain just does what it does. I don't think about it. But now I guess I'm going to have to think about it. And I'm certainly going to be sore after the first time with them. But I'm hoping it's like riding a bike and we'll just get right back to what we were doing.
Sure. As things did shut down and as you mentioned, some of the gigs were moved and that type of thing, was there anything specific you did as far as either listening or studying things on your own or look to a specific artist for inspiration just to keep your mind sharp?
It's a great question. I think the important thing for all musicians and conductors, especially, or at least I can speak to the conductor part of it, is that we had to keep busy because we weren't doing what we love and are trained to do, and we weren't able to do it. So, yes, of course, I was more likely to tune into a New York Philharmonic broadcast or a Berlin Philharmonic broadcast or an Omaha broadcast when they started streaming, just so I could hear the orchestras and just remind myself of what that sound can be and what you can achieve with a full orchestra on stage for whenever we got back to being live. So a lot of them were older broadcasts. So of course I spent more time than usual. Usually I'm focused on my next thing, but I had time to go back and look at other recordings and other videos of conductors and orchestras that I really love. And that was a lot of fun. But like I said, we just had to keep busy. So me and a couple of conducting colleagues of mine started a website about conducting and started a podcast about conducting, and that's at everythingconducting.com. And that's been a really labor of love. It's something I've been working on, trying to be a conductor for decades, and feeling I had to solve every issue that came up as a conductor kind of in real time. And there's such a gap of information from when you leave school to when you start a career that we felt as a team that it would be really wonderful and a benefit for the community of conductors and aspiring conductors to try to fill in those gaps. So we've been busy launching this website, providing content, recording podcasts, making connections with people in the community. So it's not conducting, but it made me rethink a lot about what I did to become a conductor and to study conducting and to create a career path for myself. And so it was a lot of revisiting of the past 2 decades.
Oh, that's fascinating. When conductors do sit down together to kind of chat about things, I mean, from one conductor to a peer or from one conductor even to a mentor, what are the nuances that you're discussing, if you will? Join me tomorrow at 7:45 a.m. and 3:44 p.m. for the conclusion of this live and local interview.